Hello, and thank you for joining me, Mike Weitz, together with Nan Kishore Roy. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
Good, Mike. Thank you so much. Hope you're doing well, too.
It's a pleasure to speak with you again. And, you know, for the audience, Nan, why don't you remind us what your role here is at Sitel and maybe a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I'm Nan Kishore Rawat. I'm currently director and head of early phase biostatistics at Sitel, leading the phase one group globally across all the locations. Been with Sitel for close to 7 years. Been exciting journey at Sitel so far. And prior to joining Sitel, I worked with big pharmas like Novartis and Bristol Myers. And in terms of qualification, I'm PhD in statistics and come from a practicing statistics background. Have been in industry around for 16 years. Have a great networking in industry, part of many conference organizations and involved in managing and arranging conferences in the biometrics area. So that's really a brief introduction about me.
Well, Nan, that's certainly a considerable experience.
Sure. So yeah, I mean, you know, talking about the phase one or the basic overview, what the phase one trials are and how you know they are operated, they are implemented, and you know what are the key planning aspects to conduct the phase one trials. That's really a very critical factor for the success of the whole program, because you know we are in a systematic drug development industry which is highly regulated, and we have to make sure that we are meeting their standards on every single step. And that's where phase one becomes very critical part for the success of drug development program. So as per the drug development process, it's the step where a target has been identified, a compound has been discovered, which hits the target based on the research need, and it has been refined to ensure it has the good properties of the development. To get to this point, it is a several years of efforts on in vivo safety pharmacology and toxicology studies, and a multidisciplinary team effort to evaluate all the data to get to this point, and which basically has an important role to take a plunge and invest further in the clinical development to make sure the drug is ready to be tested in humans. So all said and done, we need to understand that even before phase one, there is a lot of time, effort, and money which goes in as an investment to get to this point. And that's where we are here today to talk about how do we ensure and what are the things we need to keep in mind to, you know, make sure that there's a good chances of success while doing the phase one trials. There are some, you know, the common objectives of a typical phase one development program based on the various regulatory agencies that we have around. So we generally assess the safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics of the single and multiple ascending dose in humans. There are also kind of trials where we do assess the food effect of the PK of a certain dose. We also assess the relationship between a PK and PD effects as a part of phase one development program. There is also assessment of potential drug-drug interaction, which is very, very important to have in place. And also, based on some of the specific compounds and molecules, the effect of gender or age on the pharmacokinetics. And in some cases, there is also a therapeutic effect which needs to be measured and detected to the point where it is desired. All these basic needs to have in place while the phase one program development is underway is very critical. All this takes a couple of months of planning to prepare these protocol, get the things reviewed by several stakeholders as a part of clinical development program, and then implement these things operationally, and then get readiness for the next phase, which is phase two. Now, talking about the key planning aspects, we need to make sure that the data review process has been taken place as appropriate. It is important the data required for in-stream decision-making can be available for review and analysis very quickly, in some cases, actually within 24 hours, because most of these phase one studies, they are driven by the dose escalation rules, which needs to be reviewed and implemented as quickly as possible to get to the next dose level, and downstream looking for the desired safety and tolerability aspects. Now, as I said, that the data review meetings for making the dose escalation decisions are critical as a part of this process. There are certain key points to consider for the data review meetings, which are to require that the important data which needs to be considered for the pharmacokinetics, for the adverse event, for the labs, for the vitals, the time needed to build the sample analysis and the data transfer, because it's a phase one, the turnaround should be quicker to make sure that everything is in sync. And the several functions which are involved, from the generation of data to analysis of data, which are like the PK scientists, the statisticians, and the analysis team members. In this short span of time, we need to make sure that everyone is in sync, the things are flowing in sequence in the process to make sure that the downstream results are being seen by everyone and the escalation decisions are made appropriately. So that's really how the phase one development programs are designed, and what are the key planning aspects to assure the better success of phase one trials.
Nan, it occurred to me when you started with, there's a lot of time invested, resources, time, money invested to get even to a phase one trial. There's also a lot of data that is generated. And it's interesting to talk about how the various functions need to work with that data in knowingly and know what each function, what their role is, to make best use of the data and to quickly and efficiently and correctly make those escalation decisions. So what would you say are the biggest fundamental challenges to sponsors for?
Well, I mean, I would put it very briefly. I think the proper planning and implementation is really the key. Like I said, the phase one trials, the duration is very small and there are several activities to happen, right, hand in hand. So, at least the proper planning definitely, is a key aspect here.
And how can that be better stated in the protocol?
Well, it's all about the I think the part of the planning team. So it's like, everything needs to be drilled down, and then things needs to be checked off ahead of time or on time to make sure everything is in line of desired expectations.
And what else could be done to improve a phase one trial?
Yeah, I mean, what I have seen so far, the lot of clinical challenges, providing the volunteers enough information regarding the benefits and risk of the trial they are part of, explain them the purpose and significance of compliance. And we also have to evaluate the compliance risk prior to establish if the volunteer will be able to complete the study. It's just not having a volunteer entering the study, we also need to make sure that the volunteer complete this study, right?
Not only meet the criteria, but
right. So it should be really the really want to be part of it and want to contribute to the society by being part of such activity.
And that's interesting, of course, because with such small sample size in your phase one trials, one or two or three, four subjects that don't finish your trial, your dropouts, that can have a real impact.
Yeah, and some people, there are companies, they undermine the importance of the planning aspects of phase one, and they end up failing, and they end up learning a lot of lessons. So everything should be taken care very seriously, and even if it's a phase one, the duration is small, but still everyone needs to know that anything failing can result into a failure at the program level.
Yeah, and again, that's phase one. That can kill a trial.
Absolutely, yeah.
You may have a product that works or is worthy of further development and resources. Right. You may not be able to prove it.
Right. And while talking about the kind of challenges we have had, people have been having, I think the next point that we should come to and the players in the market should think about is the advantages of using a biometric focus CRO. Because the biometrics plays a crucial role, while for these programs, everyone is under a lot of pressure and rush for these IND and NDA submissions for these trials. And for them, there are a lot of activities to oversee and to manage. So if they can kind of come up with a strategy, at least to find a partner to manage a biometrics piece. And that's where I think companies like Cytel can be a great choice for them to have the biometrics piece managed. And that's where, I would want to, put on the specific advantages here to use a dedicated biometric CRO for these phase one trials to ensure a better success.
Cytel, it's all about the data.
Right.
And that our focus is on interpreting, understanding, gathering, collecting, and being able to really master the data to the sponsor's benefit so they can make the most knowing decisions. And those decisions that you talked about earlier about the stakeholders with the PK scientists, statisticians, and the analysis team can make their accurate analysis in a...
And like I said, any of our partners, they will have one less part to manage if they decide to consider us as their biometrics partner, right?
Yeah, we like to think so, and that's certainly a place where our customers can have confidence that we have a track record and the experience in phase one. So maybe we want to talk about a little bit about specifically your team and how you've made it.
Sure, absolute. So, while talking about the advantages of using, dedicated biometric CRO like Cytel, so of course, we are a dedicated biometrics company, always deal with the data, right? And that's our core expertise. We have a dedicated phase one biometrics team. So we understand that phase one, it's always a quick turnaround that is needed. So, since last couple of years, put up a separate phase one, team where we have a statisticians, programmers, data managers, and medical writers who takes care of the phase one project. So, and then because we have a dedicated team and we are a company, we operate globally across, multiple locations. So we also have a flexibility in the collaboration model. So based on the specific client needs, we can have either a dedicated people-based arrangement or maybe project-based arrangement. So in terms of collaboration model, we have both the approaches available to operate, which are being operated industry wide. Like I said, that we operate globally. We are also competitive in the cost because we have a concept of blending of the resources from various locations in US, Europe, and in India, which gives us flexibility to do a better costing, and at the same time also helps us to do the short turnaround and the efficiencies on the cost. We have a shorter turnaround than what it is in the industry. The other important thing that I would like to mention is that we also have the pharmacokinetic software to analyze the PK data, the Vinnolin software, and we have a dedicated team of pharmacokineticists and the pharmacometricians. So we have access to the pharmacokineticists and pharmacometricians, which is very critical in phase one, because in the phase one, the assessment of PK data is very critical. So that's another unique thing that we have. We also have the very experienced data management folks on board. And in phase one, it is often critical to have an experienced data management team, again, because of the quicker turnaround. And we also have a very well-defined storing mechanism where we handle the data and manage the data very efficiently. Analytics skills-wise, of course, we are globally well-known. While there are a lot of new regulations coming from FDA and other regulatory agencies, we are proud to be very efficient in the CDISC standards, which is also critical for these submissions. And because we are a biometrics company, so we have a better alignment between various functions like data management, statistics, programming, and other functions, which also helps us to accelerate our delivery and putting up the efficiencies in place. And like I said, that because we have an in-house PK analysis licenses, Vinnolin, we can do a lot of PK concentration and parameter calculations and data displays in-house rather than sending them to some other place. So there are obvious advantages of using a biometric CRO over a full service CRO, where you know their focus is on several other things, but we being a data focused company, we always being very very serious about the data and the turnaround time.
So Nand, maybe you could talk about this. It's been an exciting time this year, especially. But what do you look forward to, and specifically with the phase one, Cytel's phase one group, going forward in into next year?
Sure, we are looking forward for expansion to to work with more and more clients, more and more projects, and build up more efficiencies around the cost, around the quality, and deliver a finer product and help our customers to bring the drugs to the market on time to help our society.
And Nan, what do you look forward to in the disciplines of pharmacometrics, for example, data science? You talked about the continuing advancements of the CDISC standards, of course. What else do you look forward to that will make a difference in better phase one trials and better phase one results?
Sure, that's upcoming area. I mean, this all phase one is all about exploration of data, finding out the better exposure, right, at the early stages. So yes, the pharmacometrics has its own place and is very critical to assess certain things, specifically some modeling and simulation aspects and exposure response modeling to evaluate the data, at the phase one stage, and help the further stages to come up with a certain aspects and the parameter for the better success.
Well, with improved modeling and simulation, it allows stakeholders to come together and to be better able to predict and to choose from optimal scenarios. Yeah.
And go from there. Absolutely.
And that's we've seen real key advances, but there's still so much to be realized from the potential.
Sure.
So I'd like to thank Nan Kishore Rawat for sharing his insights into phase one development, both the challenges and solutions that are now being applied and being found to be successful in helping sponsors succeed in phase one. So Nan, thank you very much for your time and thoughts, and we'll hope to be talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.